今日讲到经文是记载在腓立比书二章一至十一节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。今日我哋有英文堂嘅谭牧师为我哋正道 Pastor Tim， 有潘传道同我哋做翻译，有请 Pastor Tim 潘传道。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
好开心能够同大家一齐。
Western society is all about moving up.
我哋呢个西方社会咧，好多时都讲要上升。
Getting more, being better than others, showing it to others.
要俾第二啲人睇到咧，我哋比佢哋更好，有更多嘢。
Upwardly mobile.
要向上升，步步高升。
It's often the same in the East.
我哋喺東方 ，same in the East 啊，東方講。
I was in Beijing many years ago, several years ago.
曾經咧，牧師去過北京。
Remember being going to this ritzy mall downtown.
哦，佢去到咧嗰度嘅市中心咧，有一個好高級嘅商場。
Huge mall, lots of stores, very few customers.
一間好大嘅商場，裡面有好多嘅店鋪，但係咧好少人喺裏邊。
The prices, the goods were so expensive, they didn't even have price tags.
里面卖嘅贵到咧，唔使摆价钱牌嘅。
I was too ashamed to walk in the door of the store.
我直头咧觉得有少少惭愧，唔敢行入去呢啲铺头里边。
And I think they knew it too, the staff, the store owners.
似乎咧，店铺里面嘅店员咧都睇得出呢件事。
I just tried to take a picture of the display, and they wouldn't let me even do that.
我只是想將那些貨品拍幅相，但是他們都不讓我這樣做。
Society is all about moving up.
因為世界很想向上升。
But Christianity is about moving down.
但是基督教是關於降下的。
In the world, the words of this world, down sounds bad.
在我們這個世界的字典裡面，向下即是落是一個不好的字。
Downhearted, downsized, downfall, down and out, downscaling.
我哋有心情低落啦，即系生意向下啦，下滑啦，好多咧唔好嘅嘢咧都系向下走嘅。
It's for losers, for cowards, for the bear market, for the weak, for the poor.
呢啲字咧系用喺一啲冇用嘅人啊，一啲失败者啊，一啲咧冇胆嘅人啊，或者咧系喺生意里面咧，我哋叫佢做熊市。
Up is the word that is worshipped.
但系向上咧就系我哋好崇拜嘅一个字。
Upscale, up and coming, upwardly mobile, upper class.
譬如咧有上等嘅人啦，有我哋向上步步高升啦，我哋咧有好多向上都系好嘅字。
Even some churches,
甚至有啲教会啦。
You may have heard of this church in the States where the pastor was robbed on TV once, and they robbed him his jewelry, and he found he had $1 million worth of jewelry on him.
咁你可能聽過一個嘅新聞咧，就係、是、美國咧有一個牧師咧被搶劫啦，咁搶咗佢身上面嘅珠寶咧有成10万蚊咁嘅價值。
Our 2022 theme is advocation means building up。
我哋教會今年嘅主題咧係彼此建立。
But our text, which is one of our yearly texts from Philippians chapter 2,talks about going down, descending into greatness.
但是呢我们的主题的一段经文呢是在腓立比书二章一至十一节是讲着往下就是降卑这件事。
Because that's the way of Jesus.
因为这个是耶稣基督的方法。
As it says in our text in verse 5, in relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
在这段经文第五节呢说我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
In other words, the more you lose, the more you gain.
所以呢越多我们肯放下我们的东西呢我们就能够得着更多。
Someone once said, lose your selfish ambition, I'll honor you for loving others. Lose your addiction to things, I'll provide for you. Lose your obsession to be in control, I'll give you power to follow me.
咁有人就讲过放低自己的野心就会令你呢可以在爱里面得到别人的尊重你愿意放低你拥有要拥有的执念就会让你供应神就会供应你的需要你肯放下自己的控制欲来到跟从主他会给你力量。
The biblical, lose your appetite for thrills, I'll surprise you with pleasures you can't find yourself. Lose your temporary life, I'll give you eternal life.
咁亦都講到呢如果可以放低自己追求嘅刺激呢就可以有無法想像嘅驚喜亦都可以放下短暫嘅人生我哋會得到永恆嘅生命。
The biblical path to greatness is down. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. We have to follow Jesus.
我哋原來呢要往上要得到尊榮呢我哋要先降卑願意我哋呢係要有嗰個同主耶穌一樣嘅心咁樣嘅關係。
How did Jesus go down? How was he humbled? In his power, in his position, in his priorities.
耶稣是怎样去到降卑的呢原来呢他在他的能力上他的位置上和他的优先次序上都有降低。
In his power. Who being very nature God, Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
在他的能力上是怎样呢他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
The Greek term for nature, translated in English nature, means in his very essence, Jesus is God.
里面那个就是神的形象，形象这个字呢，在原文里面呢，是讲到他本质，他的本质就是神。
Which is why he is part of the Trinity.
所以他是三位一体真神的其中一位。
Therefore, he has total power. Think of all the power in this universe, all the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, everything, that's his.
所以呢他有完全的能力你想象呢整个世界里面所有山河所有的一切呢都是他拥有的。
Yet he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. In other words, he didn't need to flaunt it, he didn't need to exert it, he gave it up.
但是呢他却是说他没有将同神同等这件事呢去到呢拿出来去晒命去到觉得这件事很厉害去要告诉人听他有这个同等的身份。
He allowed himself to be weak. He had submissive strength.
他愿意顺服他愿意呢容许这个的权力呢是放低。
Christ gave up power.
耶稣将他的权力放低了。
I think most of us know what that means.
我相信大家都明白这个意思。
You've tasted power, you've seen power being exerted.
因为你都感受过有能力、有权力的情况是怎样，你见过这件事。
In history among kings, kingdoms, armies, monopolies.
在这个世界的历史里面，你见到很多的国家、很多的国王等等，他们都很有权力。
Written in history books, psychology textbooks, religious creeds, graffiti, physics manuals, marriage certificates, the...Newspapers talk about power.
有很多东西都会提及 power, 能力这样东西包括一些的理科的书报纸很多的经文等等都有讲到权力这样东
西。Might makes right. To the victors go the spoil. The winners get to write history.
我们中文都讲胜者为王败者为寇。
Adler called power the greatest human obsession. Kissinger called it an aphrodisiac.
咁亦都有啲嘅哲學家咧，佢哋會話有能力咧，就係呢個世界嘅人咧最迷戀嘅事情，同埋咧有能力咧係好似一個催情劑咁樣。
But the Bible is completely countercultural.
但係聖經所教導嘅咧，就同我哋嘅文化完全相反。
And you see it in the Christmas story.
你会在圣诞的故事里面可以看到
The Tale of Two Kings。
我们有一个故事是双城记，两 Tale of Two Kings。
Okay. The Matthew 2 talks about after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of the first king, King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem。
在圣经里面记载到当耶稣出世的时候是希律王的时候，而当时是有一些远方的博士来到。
And asked, where is the one who has been born the second king, king of the Jews? We saw his star when it arose and came to worship him.
希律王是当时第一个王，但是这一班的博士他们问另外一个王，究竟是哪里出生呢？
When King Herod heard this news, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him.
当希律王听见这件事的时候，他心里很不安，而且耶路撒冷合成都一起不安。
He was called Herod the Great.
希律王你可以叫他做希律大帝。
King of Judea, addicted to power, raised up with an insane, unbelievable desire for power.
这个皇帝呢，他是有非常之非常之需，想要有权力的一个情况，他是，甚至去到一个疯狂的地步。
Politically well-connected family, he was raised up talking about power at the dinner table.
他的家庭呢，也都是有这个政治的背景，所以呢，相信他由小到大呢，在吃饭台呢，都是谈论关于权力的问题。
His father, who was king,was poisoned when Herod was at a young age by political opponents.
当希律王仲系好细嘅时候，佢爸爸咧系因为一啲政治嘅敌人咧，去到毒死咗佢嘅。
Something must have flipped in Herod's mind because from then on, what he did was first he invited all the killers of his father to a nice dinner and he massacred them all when they got there.
可能当时是一个对他很大的影响，因为后来他将所有去安排去杀他爸爸的人邀请他们一起吃饭，但是后来就安排一个屠杀去将他们杀死了。
He hated all rivals.
他对于所有敌对他的人都是很憎恨。
Even if it's a little baby in Bethlehem.
就算在伯利恒的一个小 BB.
He used deception, his favorite tool, and when that didn't work, he ordered the massacre of all the children, young boys, two and under,in that area. Picture the parents as their children. You think Uvalde was bad. Picture that.
他尝试呢去用欺诈呢去到希望找到这个 BB 找不到的时候呢他就要大屠杀，将所有在伯利恒两岁以下的小朋友呢都去杀了。可以想象一下这个图画，就是当时的一些的兵丁去在一些父母手中要杀他们两岁以下的 BB 那种的情况究竟是怎样。
He was plagued by insecurity and fear. He had a network of spies using violence, arrests, killing whoever threatened him, including two of his wives,and three of his sons, one of them while he was dying.
他呢是充满，因为他充满其实呢就是一个惧怕啦，同埋呢不安感，所以呢他有好多嘅善人啦，去到要知道好多嘅嘢，去到睇下几时有机会有人伤害自己啦，保护自己啦，甚至呢他结果呢是杀咗两个太太，三个儿女，有一个呢是他仲临死嘅时候呢他都要咁做。
Forced thousands of slaves to build his fortresses to protect himself from revolutions.
他逼很多的千万的一些的仆人，一些的奴隶，去帮他起一些的城堡，等他有需要的时候可以逃亡。
Herod had the world's view of power. Jesus had God's view.
希律王他有这个世界所讲的权力，但是耶稣有的是神给他的权力。
Herod said, get it, hoard it, use it. Jesus used powers for others.
希律王他是需要想拿晒垄断晒同埋用这个世界的能力，但是耶稣是将能力是给人家用。
Herod said, live for this life. Jesus said, live for eternity.
希律王说为今生而活，耶稣说为永恒而活。
Herod was a tyrant, Jesus a servant.
希律王是一个暴君，耶稣是一个仆人。
Herod said, manipulate, slander, deceive, coerce, Jesus healed, touched, taught, loved.
希律王用很多的方法，好像去操控啊、强迫啊咁样，耶稣就会去医治、去爱、去触摸、去教导。
The only place where they agreed was you solve problems with bloodshed.
但他们有一样都是有共通点，就是他们都相信可以用血去到解决问题。
Of course, the difference is whose bloodshed.
但是他要流边个的血呢，就是那个不同的地方。
But the difference is this: you have to see their end to judge their lives.
其实如果你要去评估他们的生命，你要看看到他生命最后的时候究竟是怎样。
Herod was morally bankrupt. By the final year of his life, he suffered in agony with a disease so that his screams could be heard throughout the night in his temple, in his fortress.
希律王去到人生最终的时候呢，他是有很多的 病痛，他的叫声惨叫的痛楚呢，是整个的王宫都听到的。
No one loved it, and he knew it.
没人去爱他，而他自己都知道这件事。
So when he was dying, he decided that he wanted to make sure people cried when he died.
所以当他死的时候呢，他很想去到知道咧，其他人会喺佢死嘅时候会喊。
So he arranged for all his leaders to come join him at his fortress, and he told his soldiers to lock the doors, and then on the moment of his death to massacre all his own leaders.
咁佢为咗多啲人喊咧，佢就将所有佢带领嗰啲嘅领袖咧，等晒喺佢个皇宫里面咧，就话要锁住个皇宫。佢就安排咗咧嗰啲士兵咧，当佢死嗰一刻咧，就大屠杀，杀晒其他嘅领袖。
Fortunately for them, the soldiers didn't fulfill the wish.
不过咧，嗰啲嘅士兵咧就冇根据佢嗰个 order 做嘢。
Jesus was completely opposite. He lived a life of poverty, a lowly position, and then he went further by dying on the cross.
耶稣好相反嘅，佢过嘅一个生命咧就系一个穷困、困难嘅生命、困苦嘅生命，甚至到最后咧上到十字架。
He willingly gave up power, but look at the result.
佢自愿嘅将权力放低，但系我哋可以睇到个后果。
Christianity is now considered the largest religion in the world, with over 2.4 billion followers.
到到今天咧，基督教咧系世界里面咧系最大嘅宗教。据报有24亿嘅基督徒喺呢个世上。
Over a third of the world's population. I'm not saying they're all Christians, but they do say they follow Jesus.
呢个真系等于咧，大概世界上面咧三分之一多少少嘅人。咁未必个个都真系我哋嘅基督徒，但系佢哋咧都话自己系跟随耶稣嘅人。
There's a very famous writing.Written by Anonymous, he wrote a lot of things, but let's read what he says.
他说有一个很出名的作家叫做人蝶明，没讲名的作家作了很多东西，不过这个其中一个。
Talking about Jesus, he was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30.
咁佢話咧，有一個好孤單嘅人嚇，佢出世嘅時候係一個好平凡嘅城市，係一城鄉啊，咁咧就係一個農夫嘅兒子，喺一個好平凡嘅城市咧，佢去長大，之前曾經做過木匠。
He never wrote a book, didn't marry or raise a family. He never owned a house. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born.
佢冇作过任何书，冇结婚，冇细路仔，冇自己嘅屋企，冇自己嘅办公室，冇高等教育，冇去过大城市，从来冇离开过200里以外出生嘅地方。
He did none of these things. Usually associated with greatness, he had no credentials but himself. At the age of 33, his friends ran away. One of them denied him.
佢冇做过任何啲世人觉得系伟大嘅事情，亦都冇任何专业嘅认证。佢做嘅咧就系只有自己喺33岁嘅时候，甚至朋友离开佢，其中一个就唔认佢。
He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth.
咁咧，當佢後來咧，仲要俾人交咗喺敵人嘅手上面去戲弄，去到審判，有兩個強盜中間咧嚟到釘喺十字架，死嘅時候咧，連佢唯一身上擁有嘅物件就係佢件衫咧，都俾人用嚟賭博去攞咗。
When he was dead, he was laid in a burial grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and look at the trail he has left. Today, Jesus is a central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress.
他死了之后，因为朋友的怜悯能够葬在人的坟墓里面，但2000年之后，我们可以看看他留下的足迹。今日耶稣是人类心目中的一个重要人物，也是人类进步的中心。
All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as that one solitary life.
就算你计晒所有曾经出动嘅军队、出航嘅海军、所有嘅政府会议、所有嘅统治过嘅君王集埋一齐咧，对人类历史嘅影响力咧，都不及呢一个孤单嘅人生。
That's true greatness.
呢个就系真正嘅伟大。
Jesus was humble in his use of power. What about you?
耶稣佢愿意谦卑，冇再使用自己嘅强权，你又如何咧
？Herod may be an extreme example.
当然，希律王比较夸张一啲嘅一个例子。
But how many of you can say that when you look into the mirror, you don't see a little Herod looking back at you?
但系我哋能唔能够对住块镜讲，我哋冇任何似希律嘅地方呢
？I thought You know, after I left, when I was an engineer, I had all the perks of being an engineer.
当牧师系做工程师嘅时候咧，佢有好多嘅好处嘅着数嘅。
The corporate car, the cell phone, it was the size of a brick, but still I got to use it.
当时咧，佢系有得用公司嘅车啊，公司嘅手提电话，不过嗰个手提电话成嚿砖咁大，不过起码都系唔使佢嘅钱。
But I thought when I went into ministry, I'd given all up that desire for power, that lust for power.
当我离开呢个工作进入去侍奉嘅时候咧，我以为自己可以放低晒所有呢啲对权力嘅竞争。
But guess what? If one Sunday the number of people goes down in service, I felt bad. If it went up, I felt, you know, give myself a pat on the back.
但是原来呢，当我看见呢会众的人数的升降呢是会影响我小人的时候呢好像很不高兴，多人的时候觉得自己做得不错。
Or I only talk to the powerful people, the rich people, the famous people in church.
又或者呢，我去在教会里面跟人聊天的时候，很多时候可能会揀了一些有钱的、有权力的、很厉害的。
What about you? Have you given up power?
你有没有真正的放低你的权力呢？
Are you willing also to be humble like Jesus in his position?
另外一方面，有没有愿意好像耶稣那样放低自己的位置呢？
Our text says in verse 7, rather he made himself nothing, zero, zilch, nada.
在这段经文，他说反倒虚己，虚己的意思是将自己变成无东西。
By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
That's what it meant to be nothing. Nothing meaning taking the nature of being human.
他这里的意思说变成没有东西，其实就是变成人的意思。
Jesus was fully God, fully man.
耶稣基督在地上的时候 是完全的神，又是完全的人。
You know, the word nothing is a very troubling word these days. You can't use it.
没有东西这个字呢，其实在现在的社会呢，我们不喜欢用的。
You can't use it in a self-esteem seminar, you can't use it at the bank, you can't use it in boardrooms, you can't use it at awards banquets.
如果你去一些颁奖典礼里面得到没有东西，又或者呢你是在一个的公司，你的银行户口等等，如果是没有东西呢，全部都是不好的。
Isn't being human something?
我们做人都算是一些东西吧。
Sure, if you want to compare yourself to an animal.
如果你跟动物比较呢，你都挺犀利的。
But being comparing to God is basically nothing.
但如果我们要跟神比较，我们真的好像没有东西一样。
In science, we use the term significant digits, where we say the rest of those digits are nothing. We don't consider them.
在自然科学里面，有时他们的研究，有些数字他们是不用计的，因为太少了。
In business, we have the term immaterial, where in your audits, you don't consider certain amounts below certain amount, a certain number, because it's basically worth nothing.
咁如果你係去做會計嘅時候呢，有啲數呢你亦都唔計嘅，可能好似啲零頭咁太少啦，唔計佢都得。
I know someone who works auditing one of the big banks. She was saying that if a number is below, I think it was 5 million, she doesn't think of it.
咁佢識得一個朋友呢，就係喺啲大銀行嗰做嘢，咁佢話呢應該如果係啲數字呢係少過50万，應該係唔計。
5 million nothing.
500萬都唔計喎。
How far was Jesus descent? It depends on what you think about God.
究竟耶稣降世为人，究竟降落了低落了几多呢？我们要知道神几高和人几低。
God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's all knowing everywhere. He's all powerful.
神有几高呢？他是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能。
What did Jesus become?
耶稣变了怎样呢？
Now he had to use doors. Now he got tired, he got sore. He had to obey his parents. He traded worship for curses, praise for spit, riches for poverty, no money, houses, spouse or children.
耶稣降卑到呢，他由一个神呢变成呢在地上的时候呢要用开门先过到一道门啊，他要呢人去喂他食嘢啊，他呢即是有好多嘢都放低咗。
He went from commanding angels to sleeping in the straw.
他之前呢是可以叫天使做任何事的，但现在要睡在一个马槽里面。
Holding stars to clutching Mary's fingers.
他之前呢是掌管所有星宿的，但是现在呢是捉住玛利亚他妈妈的手指。
The palm that held the universe took a nail through it.
那个可以掌管世界宇宙的手掌呢，被支钉钉住了他的十字架。
And he became the very nature of a servant.
他的本质突然变成了一个仆人。
For even the Son of Man didn't come to serve, but to serve.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Not only to give up power, but he gives up his position as God himself.
他不单止放弃了他的权能，亦都是放弃了他的地位。
You know the pecking order, don't you? I don't know what it is in Chinese, but in English it's called the pecking order.
英文有个叫 pecking order 的嘢咧，就我哋译为啄食啄食次序啦。
You have a farm, 10 chickens at the trough. Very soon they find out the pecking order.
如果你喺一个嘅农场嗰度有十只鸡，咁咧喺喂嘢食嗰、那个嗰、那个位前边咧，你好快会睇到咧，原来佢哋有个次序嘅。
The biggest chicken, number one, pecks the second number two chicken, second largest chicken.Who takes it, but he or she gets to peck number three chicken.
原来最大嗰只鸡咧系可以啄下第二大嗰只鸡，第二只大只鸡又会啄第三大只鸡，如此类推，咁佢哋唔会啄翻转头嘅。
And that's how they learn. That's how they arrange for food.
咁佢哋咧亦都系用呢啲方法次序咧去到食嘢。
When I was an engineer, I learned very quickly about the pecking order.
当牧师做工程师嘅时候咧，佢好快咧就学识咗呢种啄食嘅次序。
You go to these industry meetings with all these different other engineers and business people, and they slowly talk or quickly really talk about how big is your company, what do you make, how many employees do you have？
咁譬如咧，你去一个好多公司都一齐去嘅会议啦，咁一班嘅工程师坐埋一齐咧，佢哋好快咧就会轮流咧讲下咧，大家喺咩公司做嘢啊，公司有几大啊，公司有几多员工啊，公司嘅财政预算系点啊，讲好多呢啲嘅资料。
And the biggest engineer gets to talk the most.
咁咧，其中最劲嗰个嘅工程师咧就讲最多嘢。
Everyone listens to him or her.
其他人咧就只能够听嘅啫。
No one listens to the junior engineer.
冇人会听咧最低级嗰个工程师讲嘢。
And all of a sudden you know how low you are on the totem pole.
咁于是乎你突然间咧就知道自己嘅位置喺边度啦。
Even among pastors.
其实就算一班牧者可能都有呢个情况。
You go to a pastoral big gathering and they slowly ask, how many people in your church? How many people in your staff?
可能你去一个咧，
how big is your budget?
一啲传道人嘅会议嘅时候咧，佢哋又会问下啊，你个教会几大啊？有几多人翻紧啊？你哋嘅教会嘅财政预算系点样噶？
And the number one pastor gets to speak at all the large events, to write the books, gets to go on the radio and TV.
咁咧最勁嘅牧師咧，就可以去上電視啊，有電台去訪問啊，或者去啲大型嘅聚會做講員。
It happens everywhere: sporting events, parties, class reunions, family picnics.
似乎呢件事咧喺好多地方都會發生，無論去睇波又好，去開 party 又好。
How old are you? Are you married? How long? How many children? What do you do?
人會問下，你幾多歲啊？或者你係做緊乜嘢㗎？你屋企有冇結咗婚仔？有冇細路仔啊？等等。
Built right into our culture.
其实这个已经成为我们文化的一部分。
I couldn't believe this. When I first got married, my wife's Chinese as well, and of course I'm pretty much white. And she asked me when I was asked a relative, she says, who's so-and-so? Oh, that's my brother, that's my uncle, that's my niece. No. Who is she? Who is he? What do you mean? Uncle number one? Brother number three? Niece number four?You have to know exactly in the Chinese culture where they stand, where you can't even talk to them.
咁牧师话咧，佢太太系中国人嚟嘅，佢唔能够相信原来咧介绍自己咧唔可以话另外嗰人咧系自己嘅兄弟，要讲清楚啲，系大哥啊、二哥啊、三叔啊、四婶啊，边样嘢咧就搞清楚个次序，唔可以捞乱嘅。
You know, seems innocent.
其实好似好简单，好简单一件事。
But there's something deeper inside.
但系里面其实有啲深奥嘅道理嘅。
It's not just a mind game.
唔係話頭腦諗出嚟咁簡單。
It radically affects the way we relate to each other.
其實呢個想法咧會影響我哋嘅生活嘅。
A natural tendency to treat those above you with respect, with honor, admiration, kindness.
我哋變咗自自然然咧，就會對一啲高級啲嘅人、叻啲嘅人、有地位嘅人咧，對佢哋有更多嘅尊重。
You fall over yourselves to please them. These are the people that zip through the customs lines in the airport. These are the people that get the best tables at the restaurants.
你見到呢啲人嘅時候咧，會特別對佢哋好啲嘅，甚至佢哋喺機場咧，可能唔使排隊嘅。佢哋去到一啲嘅酒樓嘅時候咧，係唔使訂台都有張最靚嘅台嘅。
People below you get treated with insensitivity, callousness, and contempt.
但係比你更加低級，所謂低級嘅人咧，可能咧佢哋就冇人去到尊重，唔去理會佢哋。
Why do we do this?
點解我哋會咁樣嘅
？It gives us a sense of stability.Of order, everyone knows their place. You know who you can peck. You know who you allow to peck you.
咁样就好似有一个嘅啄食嘅次序咁样样，令到我哋咧有一种稳妥嘅感觉。我哋知道我哋可以啄边个，我哋又知道边个啄我哋嘅时候要唔出声。
And I know I'm not immune to this.
我自己咧都知道自己唔係去到免疫嘅。
I like to name drop.
Sorry.
I like to name drop.
Name drop.
I don't know what that is in Chinese.
Okay.
I like to throw things like, oh, do you know my wife's cousin is so and so.
佢中意去到即係將啲人去命名或者排一啲嘅先後。
I'm the lead English pastor.
我係英文堂嘅牧。帶領英文堂的牧師。
I've got so and so degree.
我有邊啲邊啲嘅學歷。
My son makes so and so much money.
我個仔咧就揾到幾多錢。
Jesus was different. He was completely different.
耶穌完全唔係咁樣嘅。
He didn't like terms like white and blue collar, management, labor, upper, middle, lower class, university, college, etc.
佢唔會理會呢啲嘅名稱或者稱號，譬如你係白領定藍領，管理層定勞工，你係上層、中層、下層嘅階級，定係你係大學畢業、中學畢業、專上畢業。
Jesus completely destroyed the pecking order. He was a servant.
耶穌佢選擇係做一個嘅僕人，將呢個嘅奪食次序咧完全去粉碎。
How about you? Do you treat others with respect, no matter their position?
我哋自己又點樣樣咧？我哋對人係咪無論咩嘢人，我哋有同等嘅尊重俾佢哋咧？
What if the janitor of your company wants 5 minutes of your time?
如果有一個喺你公司嗰個嘅掃地伯伯想要你五分鐘傾偈，你會點咧
？The single parent next door wants a favor.
可能你隔離屋有一個單親嘅家庭，佢成日都揾你幫手，你幫唔幫咧
？The teenager who mows your lawn asks for your advice.
你俾錢佢幫你剪草嗰個後生仔，突然間想問你意見。
The Uber driver messes up on your delivery.
幫你送食物嗰個嘅司機搞錯咗你個 order。
You know, Leo Tolstoy, famous Russian author, once met a beggar on the street who was asking him for money.
有個蘇聯嘅出名嘅作家，佢叫 Tolstoy， 佢曾經咧係有一個嘅乞衣問佢攞錢。
Tolstoy reached in his pocket, it was empty.
Tolstoy 揞下自己嘅褲袋，冇錢。
He said to the beggar, "I'm sorry, brother, but I've got nothing to give you."
兄弟真係唔好意思啦，佢同嗰個嘅乞衣講，兄弟真係唔好意思啦，我今日冇錢。
And the beggar simply said, "You've given me more than I've asked because you call me brother."
嗰個乞衣就話：你俾我嘅比起錢更重要，因為你叫我做兄弟。
Have you chosen to serve?
你有冇選擇去咁樣嘅服侍咧
？Many have done that in this church. I know many of you have.
知道呢度當中有好多弟兄姊妹都有咁樣嘅選擇。
Cell groups, counselors, Sunday school, children's ministry, IT, worship teams.Finance, food bank, social concern, prayer meeting, you do so much.
知道大家咧喺食物銀行啦、兒童事工啦、青年事工啦、喺 IT 啦、喺好多好多嘅範疇敬拜啦等等都有幫手。
Some have given up comfortable lives in Canada to serve overseas.
亦都有啲人咧，佢哋放棄喺加拿大安舒嘅生活咧，去第二啲地方嚟到宣教。
We thank God and praise God for you.
我為到你哋每一位咧去感謝神。
But what about the rest of you?
但會唔會另外仲有啲其他弟兄姊妹咧
？Jesus was humble in his power, his position, and finally, quickly, his priorities.
耶穌除咗喺佢能力上面咧，同埋佢嘅地位上面咧，願意輸尊降貴之外咧，佢仲有喺呢個優先次序上面都願意放低。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming, and here's the word, obedient.To death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
When he was obedient, he gave up his priorities to others.
当佢咁顺服嘅时候咧，佢就将个优先次序咧俾咗人哋。
Obedience, almost a swear word these days.
顺服呢个字咧，差唔多好似粗口咁难听。
Independence, give me my rights. I get to choose. I am, you know, look out for number one myself.
因為而家嘅人咧，好中意有佢哋自己嘅自由，有自己嘅選擇。佢唔中意人哋幫佢揀，佢要自己揀自己喜歡嘅。
But Jesus was completely different.
耶穌剛剛相反。
Why don't you save time? Why don't you just read the Chinese word?
咁呢度有啲經文咧，讀俾大家聽。喺約翰福音4:34話：耶穌說：我的食物就是遵行差我來者的旨意，做成他的工。亦都喺約翰福音5:30講：我不求自己的意思，只求那差我來者的意思。因為我從天上降下來，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我來者的意思行。這是羊福音6:38，羊福音8:29話：我常做他所喜悅的事。 路加福音22章42節，父啊，我你若願意請就把這杯撇去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。馬可福音10章45節，因為人子來並不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，並且要捨命作多人的贖價。
Obedience to the greatest extent, the death and cross.
順服去到最終極是在十字架上面死，
to pay the penalty for our sins.
以致他可以为到我们的罪去 赎罪。
When we don't die for other people's sins, we cannot pay for their sins.
我们不能够为别人的罪死。
But we can die to our own priorities.
但是我们可以向我们自己的优先次序死。
Then, okay, why don't you just read the chapter?
都讲完这一节，在路加福音九章那里说，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的必要丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
I encourage you to do two things, prioritize God and prioritize others.
我鼓励你做一件事，就是将神摆在更优先的位置，也将其他的人的需要摆在优先的次序。
This is called the classic prayer of indifference. Not my will, but thine be done.
这个就是我们最重要怎样以神为先的祷告呢，就是跟神说 不要成就我的意思，是成就你的意思。
Prioritize God and prioritize others.
将神和其他人摆在我们优先次序上的位置。咁呢度呢就係腓立比书二章嘅，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
You know, this is, I want to end with this. To me, this is a lesson I just recently learned in life.
咁呢最后呢想同大家分享呢我近来呢学到嘅一个功课。
This is one of the secrets that I really think is,I wish I knew it when I was younger.
呢个係一个呢佢希望佢自己细个啲嘅时候已经学识嘅一个秘诀。
When I was younger, life was so complicated.
我小个嘅年轻啲嘅时候咧，我嘅生活咧系好繁复杂嘅
，confusing, chaotic,
好混乱吓，好烦乱。
Because my priorities were always clashing against God's priorities and those of others.
其实佢当时咁乱咧，系因为咧佢有好多优先次序咧就撞埋一齐。
I talk too much, I listen too little.
成日都挂住讲嘢，其实冇乜聆听。
But when I learned to prioritize God, to love God.And love others, prioritize others, life becomes a lot more simpler.
但当我真的学习去到爱神和爱人，用这两样东西来到成为我的优先次序的时候，我的生命突然间变得很简单。
All the commands of the Bible can be summed up in two statements. Love God, love others. That's the priorities.
因为圣经里面所教的所有的优先次序，其实到总结的时候都是关于爱神和爱人这两件事。
As it says in Matthew 22, could you read it for us?
在马太福音22章那里讲，耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次啊，相仿就是要爱人如己，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Have you got a tough decision to make?
如果你觉得你有个很难作的决定，
What's the most loving thing for God and others?
那你可以想想究竟怎样才是最爱神最爱人呢？
When you have to come up to preach in a pulpit, am I nervous? Love God, love others.
当我上到来讲台要讲一篇道的时候，我紧张的话，我就要记住我是爱神和爱人的。
Lord, why am I afraid? Why am I nervous? Help me to love you. Help me to love others.
当我面对困难的时候，我会跟神讲，为什么我要这么紧张呢？我需要学习帮助我爱神，帮助我爱人。
Because there's no fear in love.
因为在爱里面没有惧怕。
As it says in 1 John 4.
就好像约翰一书四章那里讲，爱里没有惧怕，爱既是完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
That's how I make it as a pastor. That's how I make it as a husband, as a father, as a son.
这个就是帮助我怎样去做传道人，我去做爸爸，去做先生，去做儿子。
Jesus was humble in his use of power, position, and priorities.
耶稣基督是谦卑咁样展，佢嘅谦卑展现咗喺能力上，佢嘅地位，佢优先次序，最后点样呢？
The result is,
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
One day everyone will bow the knee to Jesus.
有一日，全世界所有人都会向耶稣基督去屈膝。
Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, kings, cleaners, billionaires, beggars, men, women, grandparents, grandchildren, white, black, brown, yellow.
即是你想到所有人都会了。
Everyone.
没错，所有人。
Finally, another quote from Anonymous.
最后又是无名氏讲过的说话。
Oh, sorry, I forgot to.
唔紧要。啱啱讲过嘅经文仲有少少未讲完嘅，叫一切天上的、地下的和地底下的，因耶稣基督的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
I ask for strength that I might achieve. God made me weak that I might obey.
咁以下呢段就系无名氏讲噶啦，我祈求力量以致能够有成就，但系神咧使到我软弱，以致我学习顺服。
I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given grace that I might do better things.
我祈求健康，等我可以做更大嘅事，但神俾我嘅系恩典，使我做得更好。
I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise.
当我祈求富庶财富嘅时候咧，等我可以开心嘅时候咧，神俾我嘅系贫穷，以致我学识有智慧。
I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God.
当我祈求能力以致到人哋会赞赏我嘅时候咧，神俾我嘅系软弱，能够让我可以感到需要神。
I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things.
我祈求神俾我一切以致我可以享受生命，但神俾我系生命，等我能够享受一切。
I received nothing that I asked for, but all I hoped for. My prayer was answered.
我祈求的好像什么都得不到，但是我得到的是我真正盼望的，所以我的祷告全部都有应允。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Our eternal God and Father,
我们永恒的父神，
We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们为你赐的耶稣基督感谢你。
First and foremost, for his death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins.
首先我们感谢的是他是愿意在十架上死为我们赎罪。
But also for his example.
但亦都多谢你俾我哋睇到佢嘅榜样。
Even though he is by very nature God,
虽然佢本身就系神
，yet he took on the nature of man, a servant.
但系佢愿意成为人，去到成为仆人。
And became obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
而且佢愿意顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Lord, give us the faith, the courage, and strength to give up in our lives power, position, priorities.
神啊，求你俾我哋勇气，俾我哋能力，可以放低人生里面嗰啲嘅权力，嗰啲嘅地位优先次序。
That we might be truly great.
让我哋真正嘅成为你睇为伟大嘅。
In our lives, in our families.
喺我哋嘅生活，喺我哋嘅家庭。
In the cell group.
喺我哋嘅小组。
In church.
喺我哋嘅教会。
And in society.
甚至喺我哋嘅社会。
For your name's sake, we pray.
奉你嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.